Hey, good evening, and welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalto Bitocha Message Series, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David and Orly Simai. As a schus for a zivig, for Yaakov Aaron Ben Rochel, and Lili Nishmas Malkovas, Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Rav Shlomo Chaim, Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Eliyahu Chaim, Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Aaron Ben Moshe, and Isha Gittel Bas, Rav Eliezer Manoach. And for Shlema, for Yitzchok ben Sora, David Shimon ben Esther, Adiel Shmuel ben Rosemary, and Mordechai ben Sora. I would like this evening to focus on a little bit of a different angle of the Inyone Bitochin. And I think that it's interesting, and it might be therapeutic for certain ailments that people have. The Beis Halevi makes a very interesting point. He says that a person who develops true bitochin, then his cravings, his taivus, his desires, his ritzonos also dissipate, and they become overpowered, they become dispelled, they become non-existent. And he really only wants what Hashem wants for him. And I believe what it means is as follows. If I truly trust that Hashem provides me all the good and that he will provide me with everything that I need and all of the desires of my heart, so then I don't have any desires. I want this, I want that, I want the other thing. But you know something? I really want the ultimate. And I trust that the ultimate is what Hashem will give me. He knows what, he knows when, he knows what type, he knows exactly the dimensions and the exactly perfectly what I need. So it comes out that I really develop a massive sense of control over myself, because the only desires that I have are the desire that Hashem grants me what I want. Now, I know that this is a very, very high level, but we constantly quote from the Chofetz Chaim that kifi gudel habitochon, kach gudel hatzlocha. To the degree of the strength of the bitochon, that's the degree of the hatzlocha, which means on a certain level, where I get a certain amount of bitochon, and I say, you know, my personal desires don't mean anything because they're not good. What's good for me is what Hashem will grant me. Everything good Hashem gives me, and everything that's good will come from him, and anything that doesn't come from him is not good. And of course, everything comes from him, and anything that I desire, which is other than what he desires, is wasted, is empty, is meaningless, is a mistake. And I find, you know, this might even help in certain things like addictions, diets, behavior that I just seem not to be able to control. But the more I put my trust in Hashem, the more these things just disappear. I mean, the idea that it's like, I only want his rotzen. I only want he wants because I know he's the ultimate good. Bitochen is built upon the recognition that Hashem is the ultimate good. Hashem is all powerful, and Hashem grants the ultimate good. It's all he wants is the ultimate good, the true good, the total good. Nothing that's partial, yes, and partial, no. And therefore, it's a sense of only I'm going to be on that level, mevatel, all of my personal desires to Hashem's will, because I know that that's really what I want. He knows that it's really what I want. Oftentimes we say the same thing in tefillah. We say, you know, we ask for something and Hashem doesn't seem to give it to us. And so we say, what's the pshat? Well, tefillah is avodah shel lev. And Hashem responds to the lev, to the heart. And in my heart, he knows what I want. I think I want this because I think it's good. He knows I don't want that because it really isn't good. And therefore, he responds to my heart. Well, here it goes even a step further. I can respond to Hashem's desire in a sense that the things I desire are meaningless. They're stupid. What do I know? Do I know what's good? Do I know what's bad? And in a sense, I'm mevatel my rotzei, my desires, my temptations, because the only good is, the only sure good is, the only thing I can really rely on is Hashem's good. And He's going to help me and He's going to give me. Therefore, it gives me a power. I can control myself. I can not only control myself, I can overpower those strong desires within me, because my desires lead me who knows where. Hashem leads me, I know where, only to the good, only to the total good, only to to complete and total good beyond any shemitz, beyond any trace of the slightest thing that's not good. And even though it's a very, very high level to get to that point where I have no personal desire anymore, but to the degree that I can muster the bitochen, it's that to that degree I can limit the desire, which means, I guess, let's take the example of a diet that I may not be able to overpower my desires completely, but to the degree that I focus on my bitochen, it's to that degree I can make a difference. And so I won't lose everything, all the weight that I want to lose. Maybe I'll lose some of it because of the power of that bitochen. And therefore, I think that we really have to internalize this message of bitochen and to recognize that everything that I do in my life may be nothing. You know, the Beis HaLevi also tells us that hishtadlus is ridiculous to rely on, because we have no way of knowing. Sometimes hishtadlus seems to lead to the right way, and sometimes it seems to lead to the wrong way. I could do a good hishtadlus and get a bad result. I can do a bad hishtadlus and get a good result. And the message is, I believe, the reason Hashem makes it that way is that we should realize it's only Him. It's nothing else. There is no other koyach. My hishtadlus doesn't mean anything. It's all about Him. And the proof is that sometimes hishtadlus works and sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes it's successful and sometimes it fails. So again, that my entire being is constantly permeated, that realization that it's all about Hashem. He controls everything. He takes care of everything. He knows what's best for me. He will deliver what's best for me. And everything I do is because I have to do it. But ultimately to know. And sometimes the failures that we have in hishtadlus are all to teach us a lesson that, hey, you think it's your hishtadlus, you think you're smart, you think you know business, you think you know medicine, you think you know, you can know whatever you want. And say, go nishmeh. It's not worth anything, because it could come out good, could come out bad, and teaching us clear the lesson that it's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And, you know, in times like ours, we have to really shoot for the highest levels of bitochen. Because the needs and the confusions and the tzoras in the world are very great. And the more, to whatever degree we can achieve bitochen, is to that degree that we can ameliorate and improve and impact everything that's going on in the world around us. Hashem should help. We should be able to find that strength in bitochen. It should affect our personal lives, our personal desires, and to be able to control ourselves and just follow and rely on Hashem's kindness and rachamim for us. And should we say to hear psuras tovus, that the matzovim today that we face should be quickly alleviated, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu should have rachmonos on Klal Yisrael.